On this week's Xamarin Show, I have my good friend Mark on from the Azure Blockchain Group, showing us how to become Bitcoin billionaires by integrating the Azure Blockchain Development Kit into our mobile apps. You don't want to miss this. Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have one of my best friends in the entire world, all the way from Building 41, Mark, from our Azure Blockchain Group, on to talk to us about blockchain.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, James.
Yeah, I know nothing about blockchain. This is the most exciting episode of The Xamarin Show I think I've ever produced, and had the honor of sitting across someone that is incredibly brilliant to talk about blockchain, because I know nothing about it.
So, James, can you do my performance review this year? Just those notes in there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Send me a perspective. It'll be good to go. Yeah. So, all right. I just need to get out of the way. Yeah. One, what is this Azure Blockchain Group that we have, and what do you do here?
Sure. So, my name is Mark Mercuri. I lead the product PM team. We actually have a set of different blockchain technologies that we do. To be clear, though, we don't do Azure Blockchain Server Enterprise Edition 2018 R2 or anything like that.
Update four.
So the key thing is that customers said, hey, there's 120 different types of blockchains, right? So blockchain is a category of technologies, just kind of like NoSQL or SQL Server and that sort of those sorts of things. And so the reality is there's over 120. It says, please don't be 121. And
I
said, can you do the best of Microsoft? Can you bring mobile? Can you bring identity? Can you bring security? And bring those to the ledgers that already exist. Ledger is another name for, distributed ledger is another name for a blockchain.
Okay.
So all blockchains are distributed ledgers, but not all distributed ledgers are blockchains.
Remember that.
That's a trick.
Don't forget that.
That'll be on the interview.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we built out a set of services to help people be very productive using blockchain and building end-to-end applications. So what you'll see us do is we'll have first-party services, we'll have the Azure Blockchain Development Kit, we'll talk about today, things like Azure Blockchain Workbench, which are really about how do you go from what used to be 8 to 12 weeks down to, say, 8 to 12 days, and now we're working on things for 8 to 12 minutes. And, and so what I talk to the folks in my team about is, like, let's optimize for the hour. So everyone's excited about blockchain, but it's usually not their full-time job. And so they got an hour before work, or an hour at lunch, or maybe an hour while their spouse watches Game of Thrones or Grey's Anatomy or whatever it is they do. And so what you'll see, and the dev kit is a great example of this, is how do we help, within an hour, do something productive with blockchain? In this case, we'll talk about using mobile to do that.
Perfect. While I'm watching The Bachelor, as I do, my partner will be off learning about blockchain, integrating this.
There you go.
That's what she does. So perfect. All right. So first off, more than anything, I think we need to get it out of the way. What is a blockchain? Apparently it's also a ledger, but a ledger is not a blockchain.
So no, a blockchain is a ledger.
Okay, blockchain is a ledger.
Okay, so let's talk about what a distributed ledger is, and we'll talk about blockchain.
Perfect. Right. I like this.
And so we think about a distributed ledger. And so people have used ledgers forever, right? Think about and the opening of like a Christmas Carol, there's Old Man Scrooge getting debits and credits and those sorts of things.
Got it.
But you're basically, a ledger is a characteristic of a blockchain, right? And so what that means is that you're not a database. There's not a database record where I replace this value. There is a set of values that are recorded in this ledger that I can go back and take a look at. Now it's combined with it being cryptographically secure. And so what that means is not only are these ledger entries in there, but I'm fairly confident they haven't changed.
Got it.
And so if you think about with the database, people might, a bad actor might take a bribe or something like that and change values in a database. And so it happens. So what this happens here is we know every record is there and we have high confidence it hasn't been changed.
But you're telling me that there are people that may do bad things on the internet.
Yes, that's probably a whole other show.
So, all right, so let me first break this down. Ledger. People may forget what a ledger is because I'm not balancing my checkbook, right? I'm not putting my input and output. Almost like my checkbook back in the day was this ledger of I paid this person, I deposited this check, this person owes me. It's a combination. A ledger I think about is this person owes me, I paid this person, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Now, what you're saying, though, is that me, I'm a traditional mobile developer. I think about building my architecture. And traditionally, I think, I'm gonna go spin up a database, and then I just insert records into there.
Right.
But it's not just a database; it's a distributed, secured database.
Yeah. So let's talk about a couple other attributes.
Yeah.
So one is so we talked about it being a ledger and that it's cryptographically secure, but the thing we haven't talked about yet is that it's shared.
Okay.
And so if you think about like a supply chain, suppose we're delivering ice cream, for example. There's everyone who makes, suppose we'll be boring, we'll have vanilla, right? So you have people making vanilla, and there's people that are raising cows and making milk and that sort of stuff, and then it gets mixed together, and then it gets packaged up, and then it gets sent to a retail store and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Well, if you think about where this started was cryptocurrencies, and those are transactions, you know, around currency. But we can, if we think about that ledger, I can now track everything in that ledger in terms of what was the life and where did everything come from. So I can say this vanilla came from here and all the way through. And then when that vanilla and the milk comes together, I can say that this has now become this product. Mm-hmm. And so by the time it gets to the retailer shelf, I can track everything back with all those entries and have really high confidence about where it came from.
I see. And you hear about this all the time, often when something is tampered with, or there's, maybe not even tampered with, just there was something with spinach, right? It's always spinach or romaine or some lettuce, some leafy green.
Spinach, romaine, lettuce.
That needs to get tracked back. And sometimes that can take weeks for them to do it, right? But what you're saying is with this technology, blockchain allows us to create that ledger of this spinach, these went into this bag that went on this truck that went and drove to this here, and then this was out. And based on how many inputs, you can keep adding to that ledger to track kind of like a full summary of the finished product.
Yes.
So James consumed it, and we're going to have our apps that track my consumption, and now we know that James has consumed that spinach.
Well, we're not there yet, but
that's
2.0.
There we go. I'm thinking like a true blockchain expert.
But the other thing, too, is that for people that are, so that's great for when bad things happen, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to avoid a food safety incident, but suppose you want to make sure that when you buy coffee that or you buy ice cream, it's from a farm where there was no child labor. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you can learn more about a particular area. So by knowing where this particular coffee came from, you can say, all right, I'm paying a premium for that, but I also understand a lot more about the region and other things like that. And here at Microsoft, we have a number of solutions that can help out with that.
So what do we got? What are we going to be talking about today?
So one of the things we have is this thing called Azure Blockchain Workbench, and that's one of the things that we shipped first. We started with templates, and so templates would deploy a blockchain for you, and customers said, oh, that's great, now what do I do with it? Right? Okay. And they said, hey, we want to do, we build an app. I want to be able to have an API. I want to get data into a database because sometimes you want to query them in different ways or make it available to other folks. I want to have a mobile app because if you think about sort of an end-to-end supply chain, a lot of people are on trucks and they have mobile computing in their pockets.
Yeah.
And when they want to be able to record information and add information, we'll do a demo of that later in the show. And so what we realized is that projects were taking about 8 to 12 weeks and about $400,000 to $500,000, which was a showstopper for a proof of concept.
Right? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
And they were pretty weak proof of concepts. It was like a black background with green text that was scrolling, and execs would say, is that the beginning of the Matrix or my business process? I don't know. I'm not going to give you $500,000 or $2 million to go build this thing out. And so what we said is, well, the bulk of this has nothing to do with the blockchain. What people wanted to do was write these things called smart contracts, which are basically, think of them like a class or the code that sort of drives the process. So it has a set of behaviors, there's state that's associated with it, and there are functions that are there. Mm. And so they'd rather write those and then just get all the rest of that sort of for free.
Okay.
And so with Workbench, we said is we could do that, and we can go from 8 to 12 weeks down to maybe 8 to 12 days.
Got it.
And so that's what we released last year. And so here you can see you know, what it really does is sort of bring the best of Microsoft, like we were talking about, to blockchain. So it brings identity and key management, enterprise integration, data platform. We've done some stuff with DevOps. But clients are just super, super important. And so with mobile, we said, hey, you know what? There's an opportunity for us to go ahead and build a mobile application. Actually, folks formerly from the Xamarin team, now one of them is our global black belt, a guy named Mahdi, sort of built this out for us. And so now what we'll have is part of what we've just released called the Azure Blockchain Development Kit.
Oh, cool.
Is a full-fledged Xamarin application. You can spin it up and run it as is, and it will connect to these APIs that we've created behind the scenes. So if we look at Workbench, this is sort of the architecture underneath the covers. You can see here there's an API, and the API is designed to allow people to log in an authenticated way to access the backend services. And so the Xamarin app is one example of that, and it's part of our dev kit. And so the dev kit really focuses on three key themes. One is connect. How do I build clients like in Xamarin to enable integration with clients and individuals and systems? One is focused around how do I integrate? So how do I integrate with my backend systems, and how do I deploy with DevOps.
Nice. Full end-to-end.
And so really about how do you build an end-to-end solutions? Because a lot of people talk about the ledger and like the ledger is the only thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it is a data technology, just like a database, a relational database is a data technology, and it's part of an end-to-end solution. Mm. And mobile as an interface becomes just super, super important because it's computing pocket that everyone has in their
everyone has
pocket.
One.
So whether I want to check things that are on the blockchain, whether I want to interact with the blockchain, My colleague Ankur Patel is doing some really interesting things around distributed identity, and mobile has some tie-ins there. So when we look at blockchain, mobile becomes a really important facet of the end-to-end solution.
Yeah, what I want to point out on this diagram too, when you're looking at it, is that it may look scary because there's all these things, all these different technologies, but I've shown very similar diagrams. And what we're seeing on the left-hand side is you have your data sources, your apps, your sensors. It could be IoT devices, your mobile apps, anything else. What I'm seeing is things that I've done forever, which is like communicate to an API. Like, yeah. I've done that forever. And then there's a bunch of other stuff happening, but a lot of these things look similar to me, right? I have a database in there. There's off-chain storage. There's an Azure function in there, and integrating the rest of my services. So really, it seems as if I don't have to completely take years of learning right. to start integrating some of these, because I'm already right. doing a lot of this.
Well, and so you're spot on, and here's the beauty of it. To get all that stuff on the right, we're just showing that so you know what's under the covers. You press a button, you deploy this from the Azure portal, you provide some parameters about what you want to name it and things like that. That gets all spun up for you, it's running for you behind the scenes. So if you want to do a blockchain project and your mobile developer doesn't know anything about blockchain, yeah. or maybe some of these other components, it'll spin everything up for you. There's a Swagger-based endpoint you can hook into the API. Yeah. We have this sample code, and you can wire this up. So again, optimizing for the hour, takes about 20 minutes to deploy this. You download this, you spin it up. Within an hour, you've got mobile connecting into to a back end here, and we'll show one of the sample applications we have. So those smart contracts that show the different types of applications that you might run, we've got a whole set of those, whether it's connecting up to IoT, like for supply chain, or we'll show a simple asset transfer scenario where we're sort of exchanging value. In this case, we're talking about selling cars in this site, all using the Xamarin app.
Yeah, you want to go into that and show that off?
I do.
Yeah. Where do you want to start, on the browser or on the phone?
Why don't we start on the browser?
Okay.
And I'll pull this up here. So this is Azure Blockchain Workbench.
All right. So describe first, what is an Azure Blockchain Workbench? You can mention all the things, but where did this come from? Was this the easy button deploy?
This is the easy button deploy.
And this is what you get.
So you deploy this, and you're going to see this. So it looks a lot like Office. It's boring. And that's an important thing for when you talk to customers, or if you're, especially if you're a consultant working with clients. We think about the old way was black background with green text scrolling. This looks like Office. This does not scare me.
I understand this. There's a new button. There's a bunch of words that I can press on, most likely. I see some members. It does really look like Office.
Yeah, and so we're actually following the Office paradigm, and it's a React application. We'll be open sourcing this later as well, that people can have access to. And so here I can click New, and I can add a new application and upload one of the smart contracts that we have available. But here we're going to use one that we've already uploaded. And so what happens is as soon as you upload that smart contract and another file that describes the business process that goes with it, we give you both, it will go ahead and put a new tile in here. And this is for something called asset transfer. Okay, and so here what I've done is I clicked on asset transfer. And remember, we talked about blockchain being a ledger.
Yeah.
And so we also have these things called smart contracts. And so what happens is I can go and create a new contract, or I can interact with an existing one. And what happens is when I go to create a new contract, or I go ahead and want to make changes to a contract, those are all transactions that are being stored in the ledger. And this makes it really easy to go ahead and do that. So suppose, for example, I wanted to create a new contract here, and we're selling cars. So let's say I'm going to sell a 2019 Subaru Outback, and that costs $28,000. I go ahead and click Create. You can see your contract is being created. And what's happening is it's sending it to the blockchain. So unlike a database where you're writing directly, we're sending this to a ledger that has what's called a consensus algorithm, and then eventually joins the chain. And so if I click on this now, I'm seeing information that was put to the chain, and you can see here what Workbench does for me. So remember we talked about it being a database. Well, it records information about sort of the context for this. So one is I'm an authorized user. I'm in the role of a seller. I can see what's been added to the chain here. So all these values have been added to the chain. You can see there's a contract address. So this is the location. Think about like a database row where I might have a representation of a record. This is the address on the blockchain where where this particular contract has been placed. And here's the details that have been passed along through that. My asking price is $28,000. There's no offer price yet. And you can also see here that I could take an action. And these will trigger other types of entries in the ledger. So I can modify or terminate and that sort of thing.
Got it. Okay. So this is what we get on the web side of things to Adam.
Yes. And this is all built against our standard API. So now I'm going to go into our Workbench application.
So hop over to the mobile app.
Right. And so here you can see I'm logged in with my Azure Active Directory login. And so I'm going to go ahead and click Asset Transfer. This looks very similar to what we saw on the web app.
Yeah.
We can see here that's a Subaru Outback.
Yeah.
Now I'm logged in here as me. You can see what's happened so far. So there's a graphic that shows the progress. I can see the details. This is a contract address we saw a moment ago. The role owner here is the owner of Mark. And then I can see all the activity that's happened so far. Mm. Now, you know what? That I'm going to go ahead and take an action here. Remember, I'm logged in as Mark. And I'm going to go ahead and modify this. And I'm going to say, actually, it's a 2018 Outback. And because I've got big fingers on a small screen, we're not going to say Subaru Outback. And so I'll change the price for this to be $25,000.
Okay.
Click Submit. Okay, so that's submitted here from my mobile app. You can see here it's actually already been added to the blockchain. So if I click here and go back to the web application, and I look at activity, I can see here that the modify event has come through. We've changed it to 2018 Outback, and the price is $25,000.
Got it. So what just happened there, so the mobile app, you took a, now the action, that went to the blockchain.
Went to the blockchain.
Went to the blockchain.
An event happened on the blockchain.
Yeah.
It got picked up, put into the Workbench system, and then displayed here. Oh. Now what's happened is we've updated the state variable, but all the transactions, so the debits and credits in this case are, I'm saying that this is the price and this is the name, and then I'm going ahead and saying, no, I'm going to change that. All those transactions are on the blockchain. So there's an immutable record of those that we have available, and then people put an offer in. So if someone put an offer in that I then accepted, and they said, yeah, I don't want to sell it to you, it's like, actually, you've accepted it, it's on the blockchain, so on and so forth. And so all that's sort of being recorded.
Now imagine though here, so this take action, so you're specifying, you're saying, hey, this is a 2018 Subaru, but since you have a mobile device, I have to imagine that the reason for it is not only you can do it on the go, because you could build a mobile website for that, right. But now you could add your GPS location, you could take a photo, you could, if you were doing that ice cream situation, you could probably even have the temperature, like with all the different sensors that are built in, and you can make those transactions on the blockchain. So the reason that it's a mobile app now is that you're just getting a mirror and can take actions, but you can now add all this other transaction data, right? You can be like, oh, look, no, it really is a 2018 Subaru. Is that correct?
Yeah. So there's a couple different things. One is, imagine I'm selling things and I'm not actually from where I say I am. I'm actually someplace else. I'm trying to get you to wire me money.
Yep.
Phones have lots of different sensors in here, so I'm going to get my GPS information. We tend to see them a lot more in sort of supply chain scenarios used a fair bit. So imagine I'm delivering a truck full of Xboxes to Contoso or Tailspin Toys, right? Yeah. They're going to sell them. Well, some people will say, hey, you didn't give me the full load of Xboxes. And so there's this dispute that goes on. And that can actually be expensive for not delivering on time and that sort of thing. So what you can do with the mobile phone, let's think about that. I can have a GPS sensor. That's going to say that this action that this person is recording is at that location.
Yeah.
They're taking a picture, and we can say that picture came from that phone that was at that GPS location. And then there's whatever the person puts in there, and there may be video or other things like that that you may record. And all that is put onto the blockchain. The other thing that's really interesting is a lot of people today are recording video on blockchain. Suppose you're using it from a different type of scenario together where I'm going and recording something. And I want to say that this is my video or make sure it hasn't been tampered with. Mm. What you can do is you can record the, now you don't put videos on the blockchain or images on the blockchain. You do what's called a hash. So you run it through an algorithm, you get a hash. But you can put that hash, you can take the video here, push the video into storage, but also put the hash into the blockchain.
Got it.
And then if anyone's modified even a pixel of that, you can say, no, that's been tampered with.
Yeah, because the hash will have changed and then bang, yeah.
And so we're seeing lots of innovation now with mobile, but the biggest problem was is that blockchains just aren't a lot of fun to deal with. Like it's not a relational database, there's no SQL API to it, and those sorts of things. And so with Workbench, we've actually added APIs to make it easier. We've also made them enterprise friendly because they've got Azure AD backing on that. And then the other thing is that we're gonna give you the app that you see here out of the box. And so you can take this and just run it and point it to the API and it works. Oh, cool. And then we've had, and you know, sometimes simple changes where you change like the color and those sorts of things can make a huge difference. And actually, if we take a look over here at where you can get it, it's over here in our dev kit.
Oh, cool. So this is just available right on GitHub.
It's available on GitHub.
Beautiful.
And we will, if folks want to do pull requests, we will take a look at those as well. The number one questions we get for folks are like, how do I do like colors and theming? And so we have a constants.cs file in the helpers folder where you can go ahead and modify that and very quickly tailor it for your customer. So if you want to explore it, again, optimizing for the hour, you can actually get a blockchain application with a web interface and mobile in a bunch of different scenarios, whether it's IoT or asset transfer or a bunch of other things we've got up there within an hour, which we think is great. And you can tailor that if you want to go talk to a customer about it or show them some value about how they can go do that. The other thing is a lot of times people doing mobile development may be working with an ISV that already has an application. Mm. And so we're seeing a lot of folks that says, hey, you know what? If I could have a testable information that I share with multiple parties, and we might have multiple people writing to that data, that a blockchain could make a lot of sense for that. And so in terms of prototyping something out quickly, they could do it with Workbench and with the mobile app to see what it might look like, and then leverage some of the development kit to go ahead and build out some really interesting applications. And so the other thing that is not necessarily tied to Xamarin, but for mobile, just to show the importance for mobile developers, we have, if we're tracking that scenario, we've got vanilla for ice cream coming in. That smallhold farmer who sits in 2 acres of land doesn't necessarily have an iPhone or an Android, a Galaxy 8, so they're going to go ahead and want to use SMS for interactions. And then we have like bots with the bot framework, as well as with Alexa and Cortana to interact with things as well. So really a whole set of really interesting applications, but mobile really is going to be at the forefront because this is computing power that everyone has in their pocket all over the world.
Yeah, and how did the Xamarin platform help you really scaffold these out? Like, why did you go that route?
So yeah, I mean, so people said, hey, why don't you just do like a mobile app for this? And so, well, a lot of people looking at this, they want to make sure that it's readily available. They want to put it into an app store. And they want to do it for both iOS and Android. So Xamarin really made it, and customers that we've taken this to and shown them to, they've just been super impressed at how fast they can both test on both platforms. You know, you've got App Center where you can make it very easy to deploy out to enterprise environments and to customers as they're getting ready for the app store. And so it made it very easy to develop for both platforms and across multiple form factors. Yeah. And so it's not just an Android phone and I was going to say Windows phone, but a iPhone, but also the ability for me to get onto a tablet or other types of form factors that are appropriate in different business environments.
Got it.
And so you can take that was super important, the ability to be able to take it out to folks and show it. And then I think the other big thing is being able to interact with the sensors really easily.
Yeah.
There's just so much that's provided by Xamarin out of the box, and then there's a whole bunch of like open source libraries that we're able to really pull together in a very, very short period of time. And I need to give a shout out to Mahdi, who is our global black belt, who used to be at Xamarin, and he was really one of the minds behind this and really has been driving and taking it forward. And he's been like, oh yeah, we can do that. I mean, it's actually been very cool because when we said, hey, could we go do this? Like, oh yeah, I can do that. I'm like, well, how long would it take? Well, I could have it done this afternoon. Like, so there's like a bunch of stuff in the box. So we wanted to add like, we were on site with a customer and they're like, we'd really like to be able to scan barcodes and have that put in there. It's like, oh yeah, how long will that take to get in there? And he's like, hang on a minute. Like, and 10 minutes later, he had it done.
Yeah.
And so just going back to like optimizing for the hour, it's just you're super productive.
Especially when you need to deploy on multiple form factors, multiple operating systems, and that CI/CD pipeline and everything. It all feels really good and integrated, I have to imagine.
Yeah. I mean, so especially we've got folks that are loving Azure DevOps, and they're saying, oh, I can use DevOps with Xamarin. And so one of the things we're seeing with customers, a lot of blockchain developers are not traditional Microsoft, like the first wave, right, of developers. And so what they're seeing is like, hey, this is really easy for us to get going. And then we have this new wave of developers because it used to be so hard. Like the friction was really high. So the people that were involved like had a high pain tolerance.
Yeah.
And they had a lot, and that was their primary focus. What we're now seeing is like, hey, there's lots of people who are interested, and we're saying, hey, you know what, if we can really lower the friction, if we can make it really easy for traditional mobile app developers to be able to interact with the ledger, if we can allow people who do AI and analytics to be able to get access to that data, that we can really start seeing some really cool innovations from folks in the enterprise space. And this has really lit up a number of engagements we've had. And actually last year at Ignite, we had 3M on stage showing their mobile app. So they had taken this and done some work with that for a solution they did around smart labeling.
Very so cool. Awesome. Well, Mark, thank you so much for showing this all off. It got me all excited. Now I need to go learn blockchain and get this up. I'm just going to go spinning this up this afternoon. Feels like I can get it done.
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, we'll put all of the links in the show notes. And also, you have a show here on Channel 9 on YouTube, right?
We do. Yeah, it's actually called Block Talk. And so if you're a hardcore mobile developer, but you don't know much about blockchain, we actually have like Blockchain 101. We have introductions to Workbench and all the things we talked about today. We've got videos like this. And we also have snack packs that are like step by step.
Nice.
And then if you want to use different aspects of the solutions we have, like walkthroughs in the development kit. And then also we've added like an easy button so you can click for a particular sample and it will go ahead and deploy the sample for you as well.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll also put links to that in the show notes below. Lots of good blockchain stuff. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, stay tuned for more awesomeness from Mark, from me, and make sure you subscribe to all of our shows here on Channel 9 and YouTube so you're up to date. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and thanks for watching.